Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
That's right. There's the Hollywood theme. It's always a great time when we can get Christian Toto back on the show. His website is a must view. Hollywood in Toto. Get it? TOTO.com. His book, Virtue Bombs, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul. But I really would give, I don't know how many stars, and I'm not the biggest Tom Hanks fan, but he was brilliant in the Elvis biopic. Let's see if Christian Toto agrees here on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Christian, happy Independence Day. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Right back at you.
Well, Christian, I love figures, and I think you do too. I read you all the time and follow you that are not just great at what they do, but there's a myth. There's a bigger than life part of it. And Elvis is in my top four or five that's bigger than life. I thought the biopic was well done, a little bit long. I just don't think they gave enough play to how long he degenerated into an early death. They kind of smushed it together at the end. What did you think of it?
Oh, yeah, I agree on most counts there. They definitely changed us. And, you know, I'm okay with that in that you really want to see why he was special, magical, so unique. And I think they do a wonderful job of that. My complaint with the movie is I feel like I didn't know him as a person. Was he not bright enough to understand how his agent was manipulating him? Did he understand sort of the ebb and flow of fame and nature and music and creativity? I felt that was missing. But I thought Austin Butler was spectacular as Elvis Presley. I can't imagine a better actor doing it. And I think for people, I was really curious about, you know, if you don't know Elvis, you don't know the music, you don't know his character, you don't know the legacy. I'm very curious what younger people will think of the film. And, you know, will they kind of get why he was so important?
Well, I agree with all of that. And what it gave me, though, was he was more knowledgeable about his music and what the brand was and what he was trying to create. You know, I always thought he just was a natural. But when I saw some of the backgrounds, the roots of it and what he went toward, and Elvis doesn't get branded with, you know, the dreaded he appropriated African-American music. I don't think they did that to him in the film in a negative way.
They absolutely did not, but they also accurately showed that that was significant.
Yes.
Part of his musical.
Yes.
Legacy, that it influenced him, it inspired him. And, you know, you could say that the culture wasn't ready for a flood of black entertainers who were great, but that Elvis was able to kind of maybe sort of summon up some of that and bring it to the masses. Obviously, there were some black singers who were very successful at that era, too. But, you know, that's perfectly fine. That's legit. But it was the one thing I was fearing walking into that movie is they're going to give us a guilt trip about cultural appropriation, because I don't think he deserved it. And also, from I did a bunch of reading about him sort of after the fact. And, you know, he was very kind, respectful to his fellow black Americans. They loved him back. It was a very sort of, it was a very good relationship back and forth. And for that era, that was very progressive in a very good way.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. I was very pleased with it, and I didn't mind the length. We just had something else, and I miscalculated coming up. I think it was worthy of it. I'm not the biggest Tom Hanks fan. He's not my guy as the top actor. Denzel Washington probably would be, But I have to say, playing the Colonel, I think he struck the right note as far as what I can tell about Colonel Parker.
Yeah, you know, charismatic, powerful, influential, and a snake.
Yes.
It was all there. I used to kind of write off Tom Hanks years ago. Like, oh, he's good. He's, you know, good romantic comedy guy. But I feel like every couple of years he brings in a new role that makes me think, wow, this guy is just so good, so talented. I thought he was great, you know, as Sully a couple of years ago. And he's just a very versatile fellow. And he's got two Oscars to prove it.
Now, when it comes to films for July 4th, what's in the canon for Christian Toto? What are some of the biggies that you'd recommend?
You know, I want to mention two that I think don't jump immediately to mind. One is called 12 Strong. It's about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a couple of years after that. And it's about sort of the beginning of the war in Afghanistan. And it focuses on some U.S. soldiers going to that country, fighting, being brave, being noble. Chris Hemsworth is one of the stars there. I thought it wasn't a great film, but a very good film. And I think it's the kind of thing you watch and then you kind of do a little Google research about those particular soldiers and what they did. So I definitely recommend that one. And also, it's certainly more tragic, but it's certainly as powerful, if not more, as United 93. And that came out, I think, about 5 or so years after the 9/11 attacks. And it looks at the people on that specific plane who decided to be heroes and sacrifice their lives for sure, because they knew what was going to happen. That plane was going to end someplace and bring down a lot of people's lives. So it's an expertly crafted film. It's gripping. There's no moral relativism, which would have just sunk the movie. It shows the villains, the terrorists, as terrorists, full stop. And it's just a spectacular movie. And I think it's easier to watch now because we're a little more removed from the horrors of that day, but it's a wonderful movie. And it is, and they were patriots.
That is such a tremendous, you and I are telepathically, you're out there wherever you are in Colorado, wherever, in agreement. Mm-hmm. I happen to see that. I'm not a film critic credential, but I have a friend who is. I saw it with a bunch of critics, the trailer, when it first came out. We were going to interview the director, I think it was, Christian, in downtown Philadelphia. And I heard sniffling, I heard film critics there choking up a bit. It really endeared them to me that they're not all like your book, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul. These people were grabbed by that. And the thing I would contend is they could have lied to themselves and said, somehow or another, we'll get out of this. Instead, they charged, saying, let's roll. And some of the people aboard that plane you wouldn't want to mess around with, and said, at least we're going to take them down. They're not going to hit somebody else if we can't be surviving this.
Yeah, it's what a powerful testimony to heroism. And, you know, there's lots of different kinds of heroism. It's on the war field. It's, you know, saving a loved one from a burglar. There's lots of things that can happen. But I think it's what I appreciate about that. It was almost like a documentary. And
yes,
I think you needed that approach to be that serious, that somber, that straightforward. This is not a moment for rah-rah heroism like, you know, Air Force One, which is a fun movie with you know, Harrison Ford. The stakes are too high. And I think they really did it with respect and the right amount of detail.
Might be the best film, I think. And it is almost documentary laden. Your book, How Hollywood Got Woke and Lost Its Soul, for the times we've had you on and talked about it with listeners, what's your favorite part of that book? What example do you really like that shows? I think you and I have talked, I'm not sure from the book, but your own writings about China and the influence of China on some of these things, how big that is. But what in the book stands out to you for a listener?
Two quickies. One is a whole chapter on Gina Carano. And what Hollywood put her through and how she bounced back is amazing. And actually, I wrote a snippet of that chapter at Real Clear Politics. You can Google that and you can read it for free if you want to get a sense of the book. But I love this. It was a quote. There's a chapter in the book about film critics and how they've gone astray. And it starts with a 90s clip from Siskel and Ebert and how they were saying that political correctness could kill what they do. It's so wrong. It's so wrong for film critics to embrace it. And yet, you know, the modern variation, the woke, is exactly what too many critics embrace today. So I'm particularly proud of that. And, you know, a reader of my site sent me that clip a couple of years ago, and it just stuck so solidly in my mind. I thought I need to kind of explore this, expand upon it. And that's what the chapter does.
Christian Toto with us. Let's turn to TV, if you would, for a moment. Somewhat in fun. You know, talk radio. You do as many interviews as anybody. I'm trying to provoke the audience a little bit, but I got to say, I could make the case that Better Call Saul, the spinoff, if you will, I like it better, and I love Breaking Bad. It's in my top 10, but I like Better Call Saul coming up, and I'm hoping the ending ties everything together in the way they did with Breaking Bad. So where would you place Better Call Saul?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen so many spinoffs and prequels and reboots, and a lot of them stink. But once in a while, you get an absolute home run, which is what we have here. You know, I even think Bates Motel, which was sort of a prequel to the Norman Bates Psycho movies, was very good, very successful, very well done. So it can be done. Kudos to everyone involved with this. But yeah, sticking the landing for these great, great shows is so challenging. Our expectations are sky high. And I thought the Breaking Bad ending was phenomenal, and I thought the Seinfeld ending was terrible. So you never know where these things go, but the pressure must be enormous to get it just right.
Wait a minute. The Seinfeld ending, I thought in its own quirky way, pulled it together. I've always fought for that. Why did you think it stunk? It was a pretty clever thing. Didn't that sum up the indifference? Maybe it was a little too long, but they got all the characters in there.
You know, I think for me, the tone of the show, while it was a little bit silly, a little bit all about nothing, I don't think it sort of earned the cynicism of that ending. I think that's what maybe kind of rankled me and other people. I know what you're saying. It was wry. It was smart. It was thoughtful in a way. But I just think it didn't sort of match the spirit of the show.
Well put, as always. Have a great Independence Day. HollywoodInToto.com. And also that book that really is insightful on Hollywood. Christian, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.